Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, greetings once again. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I tell you, I'm excited about this topic that we're going to be starting this week on the Word of Faith Netcast. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. Now, we just completed a study of living in favor, and actually on the Netcast, I'd like to take maybe half of another program to finish up a few things, but I will encourage you, instead of doing that, what I'd encourage you to do is do this. Go to our website, www.wofm.org. I'll put it up here on the screen. Go to that website and go to our resources tab at the top of the screen, very top, over to the right-hand side. There's a little tab there called resources. Hover over that, and one of the options you'll see is Word of Faith Broadcasts. And if you go to our Word of Faith Broadcasts, which air on wofr.org, Monday through Friday, 11:30 Eastern time, right after Kenneth Copeland, which Brother Copeland's program, his program comes on at 11 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. If you will listen to the Word of Faith broadcast, where I got into great detail on living in favor, that will be a good way for you to kind of catch up with that study. I teach it on the Word of Faith broadcast. I also teach it on the Word of Faith netcast, but the broadcast, we got into a lot more on that topic, so I'd encourage you to check that out. Now, I want to mention Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org. Oh, my, it's just getting better and better. We're not having as many outages because we fixed some of the technical issues. The programming is awesome. Let me tell you, E.W. Kenyon, if you have not listened to E.W. Kenyon's audio books that Brother Harold Cagle at Word of Faith Radio is playing by agreement with Kenyon's Gospel Publishing Society, they're at Kenyon.org, Kenyon's.org. Okay, and I'll put that up on the screen. And you can go there, and he has audiobooks of Kenyon, E.W. Kenyon's teachings, but they're playing them on Word of Faith Radio. I'm telling you, I listened to that, and it was just wonderful to hear of Brother Kenyon's teaching. And the guy they've got reading it has an awesome voice, very easy to listen to. So I encourage you to check that out, WFR.org. Lots of good stuff on Word of Faith Radio. All right, we're starting a new study, a new topic this week, and I am excited about it. It's called How to Discern Error. Again, we're teaching it on the Word of Faith Radio broadcast as well, but this topic, this study, it's just amazing what we've been getting into. We've been getting some good stuff on the Word of Faith Radio, so I want to pick up today and talk about what we're talking about on the radio program, and maybe today get into a little more depth because I've got a little more time that I can get into it instead of being limited to roughly 13 minutes of teaching like I am on the radio. All right, let's look at 1 John chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. And I'm reading here from, matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and read it from the King James because we're familiar with the King James and it flows nicely with the Elizabethan style of English. So let's read it from the King James so it'll be more familiar scripture to you. 1 John 4:11. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now, I want you to stop and think about that a minute. You can't afford to listen to anybody just because they say, I have a reverend in front of my name, or I have a doctorate in theology. Now, I have a reverend in front of my name, and I have a doctorate in theology, but that's no reason to listen just to me. As a matter of fact, I tell people, if you listen to me, go check it out from your own Bible. Check out what I'm teaching, what I'm saying from the Word of God, because that's the ultimate final authority, is the Word of God. We'll talk more about that as we get into our study. But he says it for a very specific reason. He says, believe not every spirit. Now, the spirit he's talking about here is spirits as in demons or angels. In other words, supernatural beings that are unseen to our eye that might be trying to pull us away in the case of demons. Okay, there are what the Bible calls doctrines of demons. I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but we're going to find that from the Word of God. Matter of fact, wow, I hadn't planned to get into that, but we're going to go ahead and look at it because 1 Timothy 4:1 says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times," well, we've talked about this before, we are in the last of the last days, I'm convinced of that, "that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits." What's a seducing spirit? Well, let's find out what the Amplified says. The Amplified says, "But the Holy Spirit distinctly and expressly declares that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, giving attention to deluding and seducing spirits and doctrines that demons teach." Okay? So that should make it clear what we're talking about here. We're talking about demonic doctrines, things that are taught as biblical doctrine that are not biblical. You see what I'm saying? You have to realize that not everybody that's teaching the Word of God is teaching the Word of God. They're not teaching biblical teaching. They're teaching doctrines, but those doctrines may be false. They may be incorrect. So how do you discern what is sound doctrine? Let's finish reading here 1 Timothy 4:1, and then we'll go back to where we were. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." You'll notice he refers to the truth here. You know, Jesus said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Let me tell you something about the Bible. The Bible is the truth. Jesus said so himself. And I can think of no higher authority than Jesus Christ himself. He said God's word is truth. Now, that doesn't just mean it contains truth. Obviously, it contains truth. It is truth. The Bible is our final authority. Okay, that's what we have to go to as our absolute authority, as our absolute final point where we decide whether something is right or something is wrong. Does it line up with the Bible? All right, he goes on to say here, "They forbid to marry, they command to abstain from meats, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if received with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. But thou," talking to Timothy, who's a young minister, "but thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, that thou be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." Okay? Now, if there's good doctrine, there's also bad doctrine. And we need to discern the difference. Now, let's go back over to 1 John 4 once again. That's where we started out. I want to get back there because I still haven't got to the jumping off scripture, our theme scripture, if you will, for this study. So let's keep going here. Matter of fact, let's just start over because I've laid some groundwork. Let's start back over. 1 John 4:1, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know ye," now this is what we're talking about, how to discern, "hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." Well, that ought to tell you right off the bat that if somebody is teaching that Jesus never came in the flesh, he was just a spirit being, he never was physically here. You know, well, it's the Spirit of Christ that's important. If they're teaching that, they're not of God. Period. End of discussion. Just go ahead and leave. Get out of their meetings, okay? Don't even go in the first place. Anyway, "and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist." There is a spirit of Antichrist and the spirit of Antichrist. I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to keep reading here. Whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. When John, the beloved disciple, picked up his writing instrument and began to write this letter. I don't know if it's a pen or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But whatever it was, he picked it up. He started writing this letter under the authority of the Holy Spirit, under the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. You know what? The spirit of Antichrist was already at work in the world, even back then. How much more so as we get into these last of the last days? We have to be diligent. We have to be vigilant. Get my phrasing correct here. And we have to be aware that there are doctrines of devils, doctrines of demons, bad doctrine being taught out there, okay? The spirit of Antichrist, he said, even at that time was already at work in the world. Now let's keep reading. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Well, let's define who he's talking about here. Greater is he that's in you. Who's in you as a believer? Well, you know all the scriptures that talk about we are in Christ, in him, in whom. All the scriptures that talk about, the brother Kenneth E. Hagin said, we should study and we should pay attention to and we should closely follow after all those scriptures and study them out and apply them to us. All the in him scriptures. Well, we're in Christ Jesus. In whom? In him. We are in Christ. So greater is he that's in you, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, God himself is in you, because you're a believer, than he that is in the world. Who's in the world? Well, the Word of God says that Satan is called the God, little G-O-D, of this world, meaning of this world system. The world system that is in place is a system that was put in place not through God, but because Satan is using the power and authority that God gave to Adam. Remember in our study on living in favor, we talked about the fact that God told Adam that they were to be fruitful, multiply, and to have dominion over the earth. Well, that dominion that Adam was supposed to have, the devil started using and started implementing a system that is a demonic system, that is a devil-inspired and induced system. Brother Kenneth Copeland calls it the Babylonian system, okay? Because Babylon represents the work of the devil, and Babylon is the system that he identifies, Brother Copeland identifies as this demonic system. All right, that system is in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. Well, guess what? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Greater is the kingdom of God that's operating in you than the devil's Babylonian system that's operating in the world. Amen. Now, you got to keep that in mind as we continue with this. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. The next verse. They are of the world, wherefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. Next verse. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. And here's the verse that I want to be our theme scripture for this study. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There is a spirit of truth and there is a spirit of error. Okay? We need to be able to discern error. Okay? We need to be able to understand truth. Follow after truth. Remember what we said truth was. John 17:17, thy word is truth. The word is the truth. We follow after the truth. We compare everything to the truth. Matter of fact, have you ever heard this, that the best way to determine a counterfeit bill is not to study counterfeit bills? That's not the best way. The best way, and the way that they use for cashiers to learn a counterfeit, is not to study the counterfeit, but to have them handle real money. Handle the real money all the time, but keep handling it. If they learn the real, Then when they feel the counterfeit, they go, whoop, that didn't feel right. That's not right. You see what I'm saying? Study what's real. Study what's valid. Study the truth. And by doing that, when the lie shows up, when the doctrine of devils shows up, when the Babylonian system shows up, you will spot it for what it is immediately. Now, we're talking about how to discern error, okay? And the best way to discern error is stay in the truth. Continue in the truth. You know what Jesus said about continuing in the Word? He said, if you'll continue in the Word, you will be my what? Disciples indeed. What's a disciple? A disciplined believer. A disciple is a disciplined believer. Praise the Lord. You need to be disciplined. Not a haphazard Christian life, but a dedicated, determined, disciplined Christian life. Now, a lot of people don't like to hear the word discipline, okay? They hear that and go, oh, Dr. Bill, I don't want to hear about discipline. I want to just have a loosey-goosey, easy-going, lay-on-the-couch Christian life. Well, you know, there's days I love to lay on the couch. I love to take it easy. But you know, there's other days you got to go to work, you got to be diligent, you got to work, put your hand to something worthwhile. Amen? You know that. Well, it's the same way with Christian life. It's the same way with spiritual things. You have to apply yourself. We're talking about studying truth. Study the Word of God. The Word of God says, study to show yourself approved. Now, I realize that King James word, study, when it says study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, that reference is talking about being diligent. That's exactly what we're talking about. Being diligent. Being a disciplined believer. If you'll do that, you will quickly be able to realize and recognize when something is wrong, when something's negative. All right, we are of God. He that knoweth God hears us. You know something else Jesus said? He said, my sheep know my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. That points out exactly what we're talking about, that you've got to hear the truth in order to discern error. Now, I'm talking about it from the perspective of discerning error because this is a time when there's a lot of error being taught. There's a lot of junk going on in the body of Christ, bad teaching. But instead of centering up on the bad teaching, listen to good teaching. Listen to teaching concerning the uncompromising word of faith. Listen to the word of God when it tells you that we are overcomers, that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. All these things that we know that are the in him scriptures. I'm in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. In him I live and move and have my being. Hallelujah. All those good things. Study that and hear that. Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing. I want to keep repeating it. And hearing the word of God. If you'll hear the word of God, faith will come. If you'll hear the word of God, you'll get to where you know it and can, you just can sense when the Holy Ghost is in operation, when he's moving, when the anointing is there to teach you. The word of God says the anointing himself will teach you these things. Hallelujah. Well, how do you get that? You get that by being consistent, diligent to hear the word of God. Going to a good word of faith church. Oh, man, that just does so much for you. To go somewhere that's teaching the word of God in authority, in power, praise God. You need what's at your local word of faith church. Fellowshipping with people of like precious faith. So key, so critical, so important. And if you'll do that, and you'll hear the Word of God on a consistent basis, and you live and breathe the Word of God in a day-to-day basis, woo! You know, just like God told Joshua. Think about that. Let's go over and read that, as a matter of fact. I don't want to just quote it, because I can quote it off the top of my head. But it's so much more authoritative when we go and read it directly from the Word of God. Joshua 1, let's begin in verse 6. He says, be strong. Telling Joshua now, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do all the law, we would say the word of God today, which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. If you want to prosper, you need to stay in the Word of God. This book of the law, that's the Word of God, shall not depart out of thy mouth. Now, that doesn't mean keep it from being in your mouth. It means keep it in your mouth. Keep speaking the Word. Keep saying the Word. Don't let it depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein, where? In the Word, day and night. How often? Day and night. Okay? And how often is day and night? That's a lot, isn't it? Amen. Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do. Observe to do. The Word of God says, be a doer of the Word. Observe to do according to all that is written in the Word. Written therein, for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Well, guess what? If you don't study the Word, and if you don't stay diligent in the Word, and if you don't discern between truth and error, and you're not studying the Word of God, you won't have good success, and you won't prosper. That kind of goes without saying, but sometimes we got to say these things. You know what I mean? We need to know that this is true. The Word of God is our final authority. That's kind of the key to this whole study. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God is our only guide when it comes to what is sound doctrine, good doctrine, and what is bad doctrine. There is good doctrine, there is bad doctrine, but we have to discern the difference between the two. And that's what we're going to be talking about as we continue with the study. We're running short on time right now. I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries, either as an email, which of course you can write me at drbill@wofm.org. I'd love to hear from you and hear how this message is ministering to you. I believe that it's powerful, valid information for right now. And I'm talking right now. You need to be able to discern between truth and error, okay? And then also, you can write me at my regular mailing address, which is Word of Faith Ministries, P.O. Box 5213-5213, High Point, North Carolina, zip code 27262. You can also, as I mentioned before, go to our website, www.wofm.org. Lots of good information there. There's all kinds of articles. There's audio files. There's video files. There's all kinds of resources there available for you. Teaching that goes all the way back to 1979. There's a lot of stuff on that site. And I'm telling you, it's a treasure trove. It's an archive of things that I've taught for years and years and years and years and years, and that will bless you, praise the Lord. So, good stuff. Take advantage of all that. Don't forget our speakfaith.tv Roku channel. You can sign up for that if you have a Roku device. If you don't have a Roku device, you can always go to speakfaith.tv, the website. Okay, speakfaith, one word, .tv, as it says on the screen there. And go to that website, go to the upper right-hand corner, click that banner, and you'll be able to get a Roku device and sign up for our speakfaith.tv Roku channel. If you already have a Roku and have already signed up for speakfaith.tv, please go ahead and give us 5 stars, because if you'll do that in their system, the 5 stars, either on their website, in your account, or from the Roku itself, click on those 5 stars, that will elevate our rankings on the Roku site and more people will find us. We already have over 3,300 households connected to the Roku channel, speakfaith.tv, so I encourage you to take advantage of that as well. Remember, until next time, to fulfill the Word of God. The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.